except that naked girl, the daughter of Shukracharya, and asked, "Who fell you in this well?" She told that a daughter of king of demons, the name of the daughter is Sarmishta, she is my friend, but we today came to take bath in a beautiful pond here. But unluckily, our dress was changed. I took the dress of Sarmishta. And then Sarmishta came and asked, "Why you have taken my clothes? You are a poor beggar's daughter. I am the daughter of king. You have dared to take my clothes? I will punish you." She said, "I am not a beggar daughter. I am daughter of Shukracharya, master of your father. Your father always obey me. So I am not like so." So they began to quarrel, and all the other girls took side of Sarmishta because she was the king's daughter, and they all made him naked and took her clothes and fell down in the well. So now you have taken my hands in your hands. It is Indian culture that if any man takes the hands of any woman, she becomes his wife, and that person who takes in the hand, that lady's hand, he becomes husband. So now, anyhow, you are my husband. The king folded his hand and told, "You are daughter of Shukracharya, you are Brahmin, and I am Kshatriya. So how can I can marry you? If your father will hear, he will be angry and he will curse me. Then I will be dead. So excuse me." She told that, "Don't worry for this. I will ask my father and he will be agree to this point. Because when I was reading in the school of Shukracharya, my father, a boy came from Brihaspati. Brihaspati son came to learn Sanjeevani Vidya. Those who will die, I will make him again, give him life, new life." So he was reading there. One day I told him that, "I am very much attached to you. I want to marry you. Please accept me like your wife." He told that, "I have accepted your father like my father. So I have always treated you like my younger sister, so I can marry you. You are forever, you are my sister. I cannot break this thing." Then he became angry, I became angry. "At once you should forget your Sanjeevani Vidya, what you have learned from the father." Then he told that, "Oh, you have done so much. I should also curse you. You cannot marry a Brahmin boy. You will have to go down. You will have to marry any Kshatriya boy." So I am definite in opinion that I cannot be married with any Brahmin boy, but I will be married with any Kshatriya boy. So when I will pray my father to allow me to marry you, he will surely. Then he told, I said, "Yes, you should take first permission, then I will marry you." She went to his father and told all the history that how Sarmishta has fell down in the well. And he told all this history. And she began to weep so much. His father wanted to satisfy him. So he, "What you want? I want that the king should be punished and her daughter should be also punished. I want that those who have saved me, that king, Jajati, should be my husband. And when I will be married, she should go with me as a slave. as a maid servant. And all the girls which were with him and took part, side, they should all go with me and serve me. They should not be married to him. They should be always like maid servant. Sukracharya, yes, I will do. He went to king and told that I am going and living, giving up your kingdom. I will not live here because you don't honor my children and my wife and myself. He told, no, I want to obey you. What you will tell, I will obey. He told that I want to marry my daughter to Yajati and you should make your daughter her maid servants. King, oh yes, I'm agree to do this. And at last she was married to Yajati and they became all maid servant with that
Devayani.
Devayani. They are going, she gave birth of three sons or two sons. But Sarmishta was there, very beautiful, more than Devayani, and young, very Kishori lady, very beautiful, more than Devayani. One day she came to king and she prayed that, you have given very beautiful child to Devayani. I pray that you should give me one child, one son. He at once was attracted to seeing his young age and so much qualifications. And he went and he gave one child named Jadu and also two sons more. When she knew that, oh, from where this child has come? She asked the child, the boys, that who is your mother? Oh, Sarmishta is your mother. Oh, she began very, very furious and went to his father and reported that Sarmishta has obeyed and he has gone to king and king has given him also son. So you should punish. Sukracharya came to the jati and told that you have disobeyed me. You have given child to that. Now, I am giving cursive that you should be at once old of 100. At once he became old. Now he was so much worried. He told to Sukracharya, I am your son-in-law and your daughter is quite wrong. We are not satisfied by worldly life. I want that you should kindly excuse me and give my return my young age. He told, I cannot do. Go to your sons and ask if they are ready. They can give you their youngness and you will exchange your oldness to them. And then you should happily test all worldly life. Know what? He went to his son Jadu. He asked that you should give me your youngness. He told, I will give. I will serve Krishna. I will chant and remember Krishna. I will not give you my young age to you only to enjoy like rascals and hogs and pigs. I don't want to. Never I will give. Then he caused that, you will not be, I am not satisfied with you, you should be, you cannot be king in my dynasty. And your any of your son, nephew, or anyone cannot be king forever. This is my cause. Oh, I am gladly accepting this. I want to be like that, not to be king, but I want to cultivate Krishna bhakti, chant and remember. But not bogus life. Then he told to other sons and one of his sons, what name?
Puru.
He told that, I accept. He accepted his old age and he took his youngness,
youth.
And for 10,000 years he tested so many sons hundreds and thousands of sons, so many girls, and after sons of sons, so thousand big family became, in thousand, 10,000 years. He was not satisfied yet. One day, he was thinking, now it is evening, I have not chanted my mantra, Guru mantra, always engaged in this. My first 10,000 years, and after this 10,000 years, 20,000 years, and more 1,000 years, I have lost. If there is father, fire, you are giving ghee on them, it will burn more. Never it will subside. No? So by this thing, by testing, husband and wife life, lakhs and lakhs births you will not be satisfied. You are doing, even in a serpent life, even a hog life, even a goat life, or any life, in god life, goddess, demigod life, everywhere this thing. But never you have been satisfied. So in this age you will not be satisfied. He told that, now I am satisfied. I don't want this. And at once he gave up his youngness to his son and took old age and went to forest and he began to chant. So, you know that this calm, lust, cannot be satisfied. In whole age, we have not satisfied from beginning of srishti. Srishti means creation. We are doing so. Either husband we are being, sometimes we are becoming wife, sometimes husband. In any animal life or in man life or human life or anything. But we are not still satisfied. So this is a chain of birth. So we should try to stop by Hari Bhajan all these things. You will not be satisfied by this. Like one man is telling that if a cow goes to any field to graze, if he is satisfied and his stomach is fulfilled, he will come out. But next time she will again go. Daily she will go. So you can never be satisfied by these things. So try to realize these things. Cut your all charming attractions towards this thing. And try to chant and do cultivate your bhaktis from beginning of your life. If you want to be householder, be like Arjun, be like Yudhishthir, be like Gopis, be like Nanda Yashoda, Dasaratha Ram, no harm. Gopis used to worship their wives. Oh, she serves Krishna. So I have never to taste, never to do anything. Always praying, obeying and serving. So you can do like this, no harm. Children should be devotee. Your father, mother should be devotee. Everything be. All should be devotees and chant and depend on Krishna. Gaur Pramanande.
I think that our session here is successful in all ways.
Hariva.
We have discussed so many things, but I wanted that I should tell more, especially about pastimes of Krishna, his boyhood and after that. But I cannot touch because of time. I cannot speak more than 40 minutes at a time. I should not speak more than 25 minutes, but I am doing. But anyhow, if I used to have spoken for 2-3 hours at a time, and evening 3 hours and morning, then I have done so much. So I am not satisfied what should I have given you, but I couldn't. But anyhow, I think it will work like a water. I think that all are satisfied, all are enthusiastic. I think again we will meet. I think that today some of our devotees are leaving this place, they are going to their homes. Tomorrow all we will go, and day after tomorrow in morning we will fly for America. So you should think that I am with you always. Krishna is also, Mahaprabhu is always, Nityananda Prabhu is always with you. Don't worry. Anything, problem or anything, doubt comes, you can write me where I am. I will surely reply. So you should always think that you are not alone. You are not helpless. Krishna, Guru, Vaishnava are always with you if you are sincere. If you are sincere, don't worry. Always Krishna will give a good association. Association, good association is mother of bhakti. So always try to develop to Krishna consciousness. Don't be worry, doubtful in bhakti. I think my heartly blessing is always with you. Hari Bol. Gaur
Hari Bol. Hari Bol.
La Gurudev ki
Jai.